Raisin Bran welcomes you to the House of Mystery. This is Roger Elliott, otherwise known as the Mystery Man, inviting you to join us for another storytelling session here at the House of Mystery. And here's our favorite breakfast team for Post Raisin Bran.
My name is Maisie the Raisin.
And my name is Jake the Flake.
We make a sweet combination, we're grand. Known to the whole world as Post Raisin Bran. We'll do our act for your breakfast. Try us and you'll be a fan of Maisie the Raisin
and Jake the Flake.
Together we're Post Raisin Bran.
Post Raisin Bran, that's the breakfast of breakfast that everyone loves. The perfect combination of two delightful breakfast flavors. Yes, you get both fruit and flakes when you eat Post Raisin Bran. And are they good? Ah, you bet. The flakes add flavor to the raisins. The raisins add flavor to the flakes. No wonder the whole family, from Dad right down to Junior, calls for Post Raisin Bran again and again. It's the combination that tastes like more. So give yourself the breakfast treat of them all. Put Post Raisin Bran on your shopping list now.
Maybe the raisin
and Jake the Flake.
Together we're Post Raisin Bran.
Thank you. Now I see it's time for today's transcribed story. It's a strange tale of horror that I encountered in the backwoods of our own country. So if you're ready, we'll begin. The Mystery of the Bat Boy. Some years ago, I happened to be driving through North Carolina. And late one afternoon, absent-mindedly, I suppose, I took a wrong turn off the main highway. Before I knew it, I was on a narrow, bumpy country road, deep in the mountain forest. It was dusk when I saw a welcome sight, the first sign of human habitation in miles. A tiny, weather-beaten country store and post office. I pulled up in front of it. As I opened the door, a bell tinkled, and a thin, gray-haired man shuffled out from behind the counter.
Can't tell you nothing now, mister. Things seem to close up.
This early?
Ain't early for these parts. Something special you wanted?
Well, all nothing special. I thought perhaps you could tell me the best way of getting back on the Dixie Highway.
Heading south?
Yes, to Savannah.
Ain't no other way but the way you come. Back along the old logging road through the woods.
I was afraid of that.
Happy Brenner! Happy Brenner!
What in tarnation's he yowling about?
Happy Brenner! It come. The Bat Boy don't come.
Hush up, Jake, your friend.
Seen you with my own eyes. Same as I'm seeing you.
Hush up, you fool.
I ain't going ahead, Pappy. Cause this time, I seen him. And now I knows it's gospel.
What did you see, Mr. Jeffrey?
Seen the Bat Boy? That's what...
Don't pay no mind, mister. Don't pay him no mind. He ain't a talking sense.
I'm a talking sense, all right.
Now, look here, Jake Jeffrey.
Hold on now, Pappy. I ain't told you the whole of it. You put a curse on the cattle.
A curse on your cattle?
Yes, sir. Struck six of them dead. Five cows and a yearling. Struck them stone dead.
Well, who is this Bat Boy?
Ain't nothing, mister.
Ain't nothing, huh? Enough to put every living soul in these parts behind locked doors come dark. How come you ain't set and bolted up, Pappy? Like you've been every night soon as the first shadow comes a-creeping out of them woods. The Bat Boy ain't nothing, is he?
Ain't nothing to blabber about.
I ain't doing no more blabbering. Soon as I can, I'm getting out of here. Kitten caboodle.
Better sleep on it, Gene.
I've done enough sleeping on it. Ain't space around here for nothing at all, breath, man or beast. I'm quit of it.
Well, it looks as though I walked right into the middle of something.
Say nothing, mister. Take my word for it. He's Jeffrey's blabbermouth old fool.
Hey, tell me, who or what is the Bat Boy?
Sorry, mister, but I gotta close up.
Afraid of the dark?
I ain't afraid of nothing.
Nothing that lives.
What about things that are dead?
What made you say that?
Say, look. Suppose we close the door and you tell me what this is all about.
Ain't nothing to tell.
Well, there must be. Men like Deke Jeffries don't pull up stakes and leave a village for nothing. He said he saw the Bat Boy. He said the Bat Boy put a curse on his cows and killed them. Well, there must be some explanation.
If there ain't no explaining some things, then folks would be better off leaving them be.
Well, that's a question. Suppose you tell me about the Bat Boy.
Hear that?
That sounded like a hoot owl.
You better get back along that Logan Road, Mr. Ford Dark.
Why?
Thimbles ain't safe tonight. He's back. Like he said, that owl's a sign. Hooting fit to make our bodies blood run cold. Look, mister, I'm a warning you.
I'm not afraid, Pappy. Now tell me about the Bat Boy.
Well, strong about 5 years ago, near 10, witch woman named Mary Heston, born a child, with horns.
Child with horns? You mean his ears were a little larger than usual, don't you?
I said horns, mister. His skin like a mouse. Seen it tonight, late Holler and George Cranby and the rest of the men took it away and left it in the woods to die.
Why, do you suppose the infant lived in the woods after he was left there to die?
Folks say it's how the bats found him, fed him and took care of him till he's growed up. Now he comes back to blatant, taking revenge because we tried to kill him.
And you say he lives in the woods beyond the clearing?
All I say, mister, it's getting dark. You better be on your way. That old owl telling us he's a Roman tonight. Coming out of the woods, moving up the Logan Road.
The Bat Boy?
Yes.
That's fine. As soon as it's good and dark, I'll drive back along that road. If I'm lucky, maybe I'll meet the Bat Boy. It was almost as though I'd announced a rendezvous with the devil. Pappy Brenner's gaunt, blue-veined hands trembled and the color drained from his hollow cheeks. No longer did he make any attempt to hide his fear. His mortal fear of the unknown. He pleaded with me not to drive back along the logging road, offered to put me up for the night in a small room in back of the store. But I'd heard too many oft-repeated legends of fantastic half-human creatures to let this opportunity slip by. Someone or something had killed Deke Jeffries' cattle and thrown this little backwoods community to a state of panic. There had to be an answer. Darkness hung like a shroud over the strangely silent woods as I swung the car around and headed back along the narrow logging road. I had a feeling that something strangely sinister was about to happen. Suddenly it had become cold and damp. I reached over to throw my coat around me when I saw it. Directly in the glaring beam of the headlights, crouched in the middle of the road, the Bat Boy. In one quick flash, I saw his eyes gleaming, fixed like an animal's, hypnotized, blinded by the light. I swung the wheel, crashed into the underbrush to keep from hitting him. It was then I heard him cry out. It was a strange, blood-chilling animal moan. Then he leaped up and darted through the woods. I started after him. But it was no use. I couldn't possibly find my way among the trees. Off in the distance, I heard him laugh. A wild, blood-curdling little laugh, like nothing human. Silence closed in again, and he was gone. This strange creature, whatever it was, had, like a bat, darted through those dense woods in absolute darkness. I made my way back to the road. Now, both front tires of the car were flat. Nothing to do but walk a mile or so back to the general store and accept Pappy Brenner's invitation to spend the night. I'd scarcely covered a quarter of a mile when suddenly I stopped short. I could see a light flickering in the woods. The light of a cabin. I found a narrow path branching off the road and followed it. At the door of the cabin, I knocked. There was no response. I knocked again. Then I heard the faint shuffle of steps, and in a moment the door creaked open cautiously. A young woman stood outside in the flickering yellow light of an oil lamp, hostile and erect.
What do you want?
I'm sorry to bother you, but I had a little accident down the road in my car. I thought perhaps you might have a telephone I could use.
He ain't got no telephone. Nurse runs up to Papa Brenner's store.
Well, that's quite a walk.
Well, there ain't none here.
Well, just a minute, please.
Get your foot out of the door. Get it out.
Now, look, I don't mean any harm. I'm just trying... What was that?
There's nothing. It was nothing.
He's inside the cabin.
Go on in there. Get your foot out.
Amazing strength born of something close to madness. He pushed me back and slammed the door in my face. A heavy iron bolt slid home. And almost on the heels of it, like a punctuation mark, I heard the same half-human laugh that had filtered out of the darkness of the woods. And the lights behind the shaded window flared for a moment and went out. All was silent again. Silent and dark.
So don't you figure on waiting around.
I understand. Now, suppose you tell me the whole story. From the time you went into the woods to get your baby brother after the men left him there to die.
How do you know about that?
I didn't know. I imagine that's what happened.
Never told nobody. Just me and Ma knew. I was hiding back there, back about that table, scared to death the night they come and took him. Just a little baby. Left him in the woods to starve and die.
But you went out after him.
A kid for him all these years while it grew. I named him Donnie. Dad, have I seen it written in a book and I got took with the pretty sound of it.
Donnie is a pretty name.
When Ma died, I didn't know what to do. I kept the little fellow right here in the back room with the window boarded up so here somebody'd see him.
You mean you never took him outside?
Kept him.
That's why he's so pale and gray. Never seen sunlight.
Always was peaked and poor looking. Many of the time I figured he won't go near. But he kept growing and getting older. Soon I found he was sneaking out nights. Being in the woods till dawn. Didn't know why. Then it come to me sudden like, watching him, squinting him, feeling round.
Well, he couldn't see well in daylight.
Couldn't see nothing except in the dark. I ain't fooling myself, mister. I know he's got a curse on him. But I am to see he don't get harmed, kind of. He's mine.
No one has a curse on him, Carrie. You must never believe things like
that. Then how come he's different? How come he's got that size?
I'll explain that in a moment.
And what makes him kill off cattle and set fire to barns, like they say?
I don't think he does.
They told you, didn't they? They told you about
how... Yes, they told me everything, but I don't believe it. As a matter of fact, I think I know who's been killing cattle and setting fire to barns, and it's not your brother.
You finally know that, real fact. Finally know that.
Wait, wait. What's that sound?
It's out of moving. Come on, there's something out there. It's them. Mr. Brenner and Jake Jeffries and Jed Phillips and all of them. They got guns. They're going to kill poor Donnie.
Over my dead body. I'm going out, Carrie.
Donnie! Oh, Donnie, finally here! Come on, let's get
it! Him
and the witch down on the back
bar!
Who's coming for
love? Don't be afraid.
We'll see the him and the gale.
Just a minute, Mr. Brenner. This automatic in my hand has 8 bullets in it. I'll kill the first man who moves. Drop those shotguns! Drop them, I said. That's better.
You got no right telling us what to do?
I've got every right in the world. I borrowed your car, Mr. Brenner, to come down here and clear up what I knew to be a mystery based on ignorance and superstition. Carrie Heflin's little brother is as human as any of you are. Maybe more so.
How come he killed cattle
and set fire to the barn
and lives in the woods like a bat?
I'll answer all those questions before I'm through. First, I want you to see something. Carrie... Call your brother out of the woods.
No. We'll kill him.
No, they won't.
I ain't gonna.
It's the only way we can prove it to them.
No, no.
Talking won't help. We've got to show them.
No.
Trust me, Carrie. I won't let you down.
All right. I'll call them.
She turned toward the dark growth of pine, and her frightened, wavering call
no!
rang out. Echoing through the towering treetop. It scarcely died when we heard a rustling in the brush And a moment later, the boy, Johnny, groping blindly, moving almost as though by instinct, came out of the woods. Carrie rushed to him and held him close against her, shielding him from the astonished mob in front of the shack. His thin body trembled, and his eyes, unused to the light of day, became narrow slits. She spoke to him softly.
Now, Mr. Ames, he's the man you're trying to help us, trying to fix it, so that we can live decently.
You hear that, Mr. Brenner? You, Jeffries, the rest of you? All they ask is to be allowed to live decently, like human beings.
He don't look human.
That's your fault. You made him look that way. You forced him to live like an animal in a dark room. And that made him sick. A real sickness which was born out of fear. A doctor from Savannah is on his way to help cure his eyes. Only you can help cure his fear. Look at him, Mr. Brenner. Does he have horns growing out of his head like a fetid? Does he have fur like a bat? Ooh, his skin is gray and unhealthy. But that's because you, all of you, who tried to murder him as an infant, kept him from ever seeing the sun. I've been all over the world and I've seen some horrible things that human beings in blind ignorance do to one another. I've never seen anything like this.
Now, what about my dead cattle? And them fuckin' barn? Who done that?
I'm coming to that. In fact, I'll clear it up right now. There's the man who killed your cattle, Zeke, and set fire to the Putnam barn, Pappy Brenner.
Great Lord! He's lying! Zeke seen the bad boy run down to his yard when the cows are killed.
Yep, I seen him!
I don't doubt that you did. The boy wandered around at night. He could have been anywhere. But Pappy Brenner killed your cows, probably with poison seed that he sold you.
You fellas believe this kind of lie?
Fortunately, I can prove it. Pappy Brenner runs the only general store in this locality. He sells feed and grain. Also acts as a sales representative for dairy and poultry breeders. You buy your cows and your chickens and your feed and your grain through him. He took advantage of the Bat Boy legend to kill off Zeke Jeffries' cattle and destroy 5 tons of feed in Lem Putnam's barn in order to sell you more cattle and more feed.
It's a lie! It's a lie, you said!
Just a moment. I have here in my hand a scrap of paper I found in the wastebasket in Pappy Brenner's store early this morning. It's the beginning of a letter to the North Carolina Dairy Supply Association. And it's dated June 9th, the day before yesterday. It reads, "Gentlemen, we'll be needing 4 to 6 good Guernsey cows and 5 tons of prime feed shortly." And there's an ink blot where the pen Pappy Brenner was using evidently leaked, and he discarded the letter to write another. You can scream that I'm lying until you're blue in the face, Brenner. All I can say is this. Zeke's cattle and the Putnam barn were destroyed yesterday, June 10th. But you knew the day before, on the 9th, that you were going to have customers for some cows and the 5 tons of feed lost in a fire that hadn't happened yet. This child here can see in the dark. You, evidently, can see into the future, which is a greater mystery to me than the mystery of the Bat Boy. And that was the mystery of the Bat Boy. And now here is a very important message from Post Raisin Bran for all of you. Here it is, boys and girls, the newest thing in bike equipment from Post Raisin Bran, a real airspeed indicator to clock your airspeed as you pilot your bike. Not a toy, this sturdy airspeed indicator has an aircraft-type dial, needle indicator, and a rugged metal case, clamped right onto your handlebars. And unlike a speedometer, it measures your airspeed up to 30 miles an hour. And listen to this. It's yours for just 25 cents, plus the name Post Raisin Bran from the top of the package. Simply mail with your name and address to Post Raisin Bran, Box 60, Battle Creek, Michigan. And say you'll love Post Raisin Bran, that wonderful fruit and flakes combination. So be sure Mom gets a package at the grocer's tomorrow. Just send the name Post Raisin Bran from the top with 25 cents to Post Raisin Bran, Box 60, Battle Creek, Michigan, for your airspeed indicator.
Thank you. And I'd also like to thank Gilbert Max
Hester Sondergaard and Ted Osborne for helping me tell my transcribed story today. Next week, I've prepared another thrilling mystery. I know you won't want to miss it, so be sure to be with us at this same time and this same station. And by the way, here's a tip you'll all like to hear about.
You know, most folks buy more than one breakfast cereal, and one of them is usually Corn Flakes. Well, I guess most everybody likes them for their downright good flavors. But you know, there's a world of difference in Corn Flakes, and Post Toasties top them all. They're the better Corn Flakes. Post Toasting makes the difference. That special process that toasts the sweet golden corn right up to its absolute peak of goodness. So when you want Corn Flakes, say Post Toasties. Try them. You like them.
Roger Elliott, your mystery man, saying goodbye until next week and reminding you to try our favorite breakfast combination, oat, raisin, bran.
Broadcasting systems.